From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading The Bygone Caper, Book 4 in the Greater Lands Saga by Joseph R. Lalo. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. A guy could get used to this. Fell snapped the reins of the wagon and leaned back with a grin. A normal day for the workhorse of the Masker clan was a frustratingly difficult thing to define. His job description included tasks as mundane as hauling silverware back and forth from the family shop for polishing, to tasks as absurd as raiding a dragon's hoard for missing components. There honestly weren't many things that he'd feel confident crossing off a list of potential tasks his family might assign to him. But today, he'd had the pleasure of doing a good old-fashioned vault dive. Raiding a bygone-era trove was a bit like eating an apple. In the beginning, it was all about taking the biggest, juiciest bites. But as the pickings started to get slimmer, he found himself going over portions he thought he was done with in order to nibble at previously disregarded morsels. All the vaults within 3 days' travel of Beffshire had been picked clean, or such was the popular wisdom. But when there was nothing else worthwhile to occupy Fell's time, and when he was out of money to gamble away at the grum table, a quick trip to one of those scoured-out old vaults always seemed to turn up enough antiques and contraptions to keep the shelves stocked and the bills paid. Perhaps the best indication that both he and his family felt as though this trip to a musty old vault just a few hours from home would be worth the time and effort was the presence of the full cargo wagon and a proper horse. Much as he enjoyed having the little family cart and his goat-sized and impressively strong lesser unicorn Parch towing it, one could only fit so much in its limited bed, whereas the wagon could be heaped with enough goods to keep the shop busy for weeks, and right now it was groaning under the weight of his haul. "We're going to have to start paying visits to all the old haunts, now that it turns out you've got a nose for goodies," Fell said as Parch hopped down from the pile of goods and clippy-clopped in place beside him. He tugged a journal from his pack. It would have been nice to suggest he'd always been mindful and professional enough to keep one, but his sister Epiphany had browbeat him into carrying one after he'd misplaced a crate of scavenged repair parts because he'd simply forgotten he'd even acquired it. He was still developing his inventory technique. It could use work. 2 crates of junk, he read. 3 crates of junk Mom can sell to people who don't know better. 3 crates of junk Dad can fix up, 1 crate of junk that'll sell even if Dad doesn't fix it up, and 1 crate of stuff that isn't even junk. He scratched Parch and stowed the journal. By my figuring, that's enough to make Mom and Dad happy for at least a few days. He slapped Parch's side, raising a cloud of dust that made him cough. I say we get you a bath, maybe me too, if time permits, and get Mom to give us an advance on my share of the week's sales. I'm itching for a proper game of grum. Tem's due for a big loss, I can feel it. The wagon rattled through the gates of Beffshire. He made it as far as the watch house a few yards further along before his mood started to sour. Watchman Leonard, a senior member of the watch, who seemed to spend all of his nights and most of his days precariously dozing on a tip-back chair, marched to the center of the street and waved his hands. "Uh-oh, things can't be good if they've got this guy upright and moving," Fell muttered. He tugged the reins. "What seems to be the problem, watchman?"
"Fell Masker, you're the one who's always dragging wild animals into the town, right?"
Leonard said. "No," Fell said. Parch hopped from the seat to the back of the horse, nearly startling it. Leonard glanced at the lesser unicorn, then at Fell.
"But not always," Fell amended.
"We've got a troublemaker we think might be yours."
"When'd he show up?"
"She. We think, anyway. And she showed up this morning."
"Not mine, then. I've been doing a vault dive since yesterday."
Leonard took off his watchman's cap and rubbed his thinning hair to his face and back again.
"Look, she's a handful, and we've been arguing with the beast wrangler about whose job it is to keep her locked up. He says she's not his problem, because she can talk a little. I say she is his problem, because she's got sharp teeth and a tail, and we've never had to lock up someone with a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?